BBC Essex Breakfast Show with James Whale.
This is BBC Essex.
There'll be posters placed above urinals at several of the Premier League's football grounds warning men to look out for the symptoms of bladder and kidney cancer. It's part of a new government campaign, and men in particular are said to be at greater risk because they don't get symptoms checked. Around 17,000 people are diagnosed with it every year, and only one in three will survive if it's found at a late stage. Let me tell you my story. In the year 2000, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. But I thought something was wrong sometime before. This campaign is called Pee in Blood. And for guys, I'm sure some of you will probably identify with this. I peed, well, I thought I must have drunk an enormous quantity of red wine because I went to the loo. Look, I'm standing there, no pain, nothing happening. And it was as red as a nice deep Merlot. And it carried on and carried on and carried on. No, strangely enough, my wife walked into the bathroom at the time and said, "What on earth have you been doing?" And I said, "Well, she said, have you been drunk?" I said, "Oh, no, no." She said, "Well, you better go to the doctor's." And, of course, I didn't go to the doctors. What I did was drink litres and litres of water and went to the loo again, and it was clear as anything. So put it out of my mind. I didn't think about it, and I didn't think about it at all. And my wife said, "Have you been to the doctor?" I said, "No, no, I'm fine. No need." And the interesting thing is I didn't feel any pain, no pain at all. I didn't feel run down at that particular time. I used to cycle to the radio station I worked on then, and I used to cycle through London, and I used to cycle on a mountain bike up and downstairs. I thought perhaps I'd come off the bike a few times, thought maybe I'd damaged something, and maybe that's why I'd had the blood in my pee. And it was a few months before I was going to say nagged, and that would be unfair, before I was encouraged to go to the doctor. And I thought I've got a kidney stone, something like that. And it hadn't come back. I hadn't seen anything, but I'd gone and I'd had a test and thought no more about it until I got a phone call from the doctor I'd gone to see. I'd gone to one of these drop-in places you can go in the railway station, funnily enough, because I didn't have time and couldn't be bothered to go and make a proper appointment for the doctor. So I went in and got this test. And the doctor, of course, they won't tell you over the air ever or over the phone anything. So I had to go to the doctor. And in the end, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. The moral of this story, or the whole point of this story, is that I, like lots of guys, just put it off and put it off and put it off. And I didn't feel ill or anything. Well, the upshot was I had a tumour the size of a small football removed from my kidney. I am very lucky, and I know that, to be here talking to you today. But this campaign that's being run at the moment is very, very serious, because guys, don't go and get it checked out. If you ever have that, or if you have a little bit of backache or something, it's probably nothing at all, but it is better to go and get checked out. And because the government's campaign at the moment, if you say, "Well, I don't know, I might, you know, they're talking about kidney cancer or bladder cancer or something," they will do the tests and check it out for you. So my advice is go. Don't do what I did. Don't put it off. Because it's easy to find excuses if you're not hurting to put it off until it's too late.
The BBC Essex Breakfast Show with James Whale.
This is BBC Essex.